Astonishing numbers around the advertising of this COVID vaccine. $43 million for the ads alone, which equates to about $4 per jab. Now, the trouble is, the jab thing is stalled. As we all know by now, the booster rollout program isn't working. Yet in May, just last month, they still spent $2.7 million in May for 41,000 jabs. So that equates now to $67 in advertising per jab. So we're now spending more than April and May of last year when the campaign was actually in full swing. And the ACT Party leader, David Seymour, is all over this and is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So this would be a classic lesson in how easy it is to spend other people's money.
Yep, look, it's just emblematic of this government's approach to COVID. We started out with an abundance of caution. Now we've got an abundance of cost. And it's interesting to look at the numbers. We've been tracking it over the last few months. In February, they spent $3 per jab on advertising. In March, it went up to $9. Last April, it was $29. Last month, it was $67. And what's interesting is they didn't change course. They didn't think maybe we should save money here like people up and down New Zealand have to right now. They just ploughed through and, as you say, kept spending other people's money. And it's a very good example of the kind of waste in Wellington that we need to pull back on.
Does anyone monitor this? Will there be an ad agency somewhere or somebody in charge of an ad agency or a ministry who'll be going, hang on, here's the budget and here's what we've got for it, and this hasn't worked?
Well, you'd hope that you'd actually have ministers elected who are on the ball and good custodians of taxpayer money going in each Monday saying, what are we doing this week and is it working? And where's the best bang for buck? But of course, that would require actually knowing what the objectives of the COVID response are right now. I don't think they do. I asked Chris Hipkins a month ago, are we trying to reduce cases? Are we trying to reduce hospitalizations? Are we trying to flatten the peak? And he says, oh, well, I think it's all of those things. If you don't know what your objectives are, it's very hard to measure your effectiveness.
Do you think we'll ever review this? I mean, I look at the money that the Māori Health Agency's got, because only Māori could jab Māori for some reason. They got hundreds of millions of dollars. By the time this is all added up in totality and we look at what we've got, one can't help but think that there's going to be a tremendous amount of wastage here.
Well, they've started moving that way. Now that Chris Hipkins is no longer actually the COVID minister, he started the mea culpas. Sorry, Auckland, I probably shouldn't have locked you down as long. I don't think Labor properly will. That's why I'm campaigning to change the government. We have to get to the bottom of whether we got this right. I don't think we did in many areas, because we literally cannot afford to respond to the next pandemic the way we did this one. And maybe not this year or next year or even in the next 10 years will there be something like COVID, but I guarantee in your and my lifetime there will.
Yes.
And this country will have to be better prepared.
Donations and the change off from Kerry Allen, is it going to hit your bottom line, do you think?
Yeah, no question. They say it's about transparency. Well, actually, if they really cared about transparency, why don't we get rid of the secret ballot and know who everybody voted for? I mean, what will actually happen is that people will just say, look, I'm worried about people judging me. I've got a business that might try and get government contracts. So, sorry, I just won't give over $5,000. A lot of people say that at $15,000 now. They are nakedly trying to reduce the funding of ACT and National in particular right before an election. And once you have people using their mandate from the last election to screw the scrum for the next one, you're in really big trouble, constitutionally, democratically, whatever. But let me just also say, you know, I've been the chief fundraiser for a political party for the last 8 years, and $15,000 is less than 1% of what you need to run a half-credible skeleton campaign in New Zealand. So the idea that we need transparency because people are getting undue influence by giving 1% of the cost of running a skeletal campaign is just totally bogus. And that's why it's entirely political, and it has to stop. This is a lot like 2008 when they introduced the Electoral Finance Act. You've got a Labor Party that is fundamentally undemocratic when it comes down to it.
All right, nice to talk to you. Appreciate it. David Seymour, ACT Party leader this morning.